Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. You know, different than a month ago as we talk about this Terry McLaurin situation. He's not doing yoga classes anymore with regular donks.
Haven't seen one of those pictures of him
about
town.
He's going to the park and he's doing meetings and all that stuff.
I'm intrigued by yoga, not to the point of doing it. I'm intrigued by the health benefits, but have yet to take the step.
Yoga's great.
I know what
it's
you
hard.
Probably wouldn't do. My wife just started teaching a new class, hot yoga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if I were going to take the step into yoga, it would be regular temperature yoga first.
I went with my daughter to there's a place called, it's a new chain. They had it in Ithaca. It's called I want to say hot box, but it's not a hot box, but it's essentially, it's a bunch of saunas, and inside each sauna, they have video screens, and you take a class in the sauna.
So it's almost like personalized
Pelotons. But you could do it with like three or four people. And so she was like, she and all her girlfriends, they all joined, and they were going all the time. It was a big social thing. And she's like, I want mom to go with me and do the whatever class. And she's, Dad, I want you to go too. And they went into like a hot, it wasn't quite yoga. It was basically like hot stretching.
Okay.
After 1 minute, I just laid my towel out and I just slept. It was too
That's
hard.
It's good that you fell asleep.
It was too much. I just wanted to be, I like being in a sauna and just listening to music. I'm not interested in doing all the exercise.
Cakes, did you retire from Peloton?
Currently retired. I'm retired from Peloton. Even though I'm still paying like $40 a month. Yeah,
that's the thing about
that's a life leak.
Massive life leak. Yeah.
You should put that Peloton up on the Facebook Marketplace.
I probably should.
I should put mine.
That's a good idea.
Two set up downstairs, and I've started coming in here. I've been using the treadmill, but I think you can do a guest account. I've used it before, like a couple years ago when I would use the gym here. Maybe I should start doing the Peloton.
It's fun for a while. I was getting so dehydrated from that too, because it was just, you sweat so much.
Yeah,
when you do it, it's like
you're allowed to drink while you're doing it.
I have a hard time
staying hydrated.
They definitely did something that worked for me, in that you see like your class rank, and I didn't want to be like in the bottom 50%. I don't aspire to be like
top 5%.
Well,
you could also be out of that. You could opt out.
Okay, I probably didn't hit any options.
I opted out of the leaderboard stuff.
I just remember it's like, I can't be losing to, 7-year-old donks.
I'm out on the leaderboard thing. Peloton had its peak, right? When everyone was home and COVID. Doing all that stuff. But then, remember like a couple donks like died on the treadmill or something. They had some weird stuff happen. And I still think it's a spot. Like those instructors were becoming like icons. They were like super
like
famous.
Like celebs. Like radio level celebrities, but still celebrities.
I would say maybe bigger. They were like YouTubers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? They were like pretty popular. I just don't know what percentage of people are still doing Peloton. I just feel like it's not nearly as
as
it was.
I feel like there was a fitness show on Bravo or something where they followed kind of like trainers that became like celebs because they were teaching Soul Cycle or whatever.
Boring.
Right.
Not interested.
I think Cakes should try yoga. I think you should try it. It's hard.
I know it's
You're
difficult.
Not very flexible though, right?
That's why it'd be good for him.
That's why I need to do it. Inflexible and I have bad balance.
How close are you to touching your toes? Like if you stood up now.
Again, it's tough.
Could you get past your calves?
I think I could eventually get there, but it's going to take a while.
Let me see. All right, Cakes is going to try and touch his toes here.
Let me get out of the way.
Where do you need? Over here?
Go over there if you're watching on Monumental.
If I pull my hamstring.
Hang on. I want to make sure Monumental gets the shot.
Hold on, Cakes.
Cakes is stretching before
it's
the stretch.
It's your hamstring that gets you there. I don't know what you're doing, quad stretch.
All right. I think Drab isn't very good at it.
I'm not very good at it.
It's not.
I feel like
Is that about it?
He's creeping. He's about 6 inches from the toes. Oh, I think he's going to get there.
Yeah, but he's kind of bending the knees the more he's going.
Oh, is he?
Yeah,
yeah, he's cheating?
Yeah, he's cheating.
Hey,
the only reason why he's getting there is because
we need to get a sit and reach box.
What is that?
You never did a sit and reach in school where you had you sat down, you had a box, and it measured how far you could reach in front of you?
Oh, I don't remember that.
Your flexibility?
No, I don't remember
that. We didn't do that. Yeah. We did. I guess are they bringing back the Presidential Fitness Award?
Yes. Yes.
These legs are not...
Sit and reach was a part of that.
This body is not built for stretching.
Yeah.
It's built for specific things. It's built to run three and a half miles at like 10 mile per hour pace. That's what this body is designed for.
Can I say something about... I'm going to say this.
10-minute mile pace, not 10 mile an hour pace.
10-minute-ish mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Like if I'm really feeling
10 miles an hour is...
I can get like in the low nines. Like, but...
Yeah, but that's
10 miles an hour.
You're a shot runner.
Yeah, yeah.
But back in the day, you could run
10
really
miles
well.
An hour is a 6 minute mile.
Yeah, that's what. 10 minutes per mile run.
Can I say something about cakes? So we acknowledged yesterday and today. Yesterday was Cakes' birthday, and I've always maintained this about cakes. And I'm gonna compliment you, but I'm also gonna give
that's a big buzz.
Okay? Bracing for the backhand. Sure.
This mother. His wife takes a picture of him yesterday. He looks like $1 million. Cakes.
Photogenic. I don't know what to tell you.
Now, when he does this, he's like a zero.
Yeah, of course.
But
everybody is.
She took a picture of Cakes.
Where's the picture?
Holding up my slutty brownie.
He was holding up a brownie. I don't know what he was doing.
Is this on Facebook?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I'm trying to see it as you describe it.
I don't even care. I just saw a picture of Cakes. He was in front of some food, and he looked like, I was like, he looks like a... built a granite or something. He looks
handsome.
Amazing. He looks like Superman.
Handsome fella.
He's handsome. He doesn't look chubby. He looks money. I take pictures. Valdez is ridiculing my outfits. You know, I look sickly. He takes an incredible picture sometimes. It's not always, because when he does this.
Yeah, I've learned not to do that. Brett taught me.
But
Ben Affleck posts.
Dare I say that Johnny Cakes Allville sometimes is photogenic.
I would say.
Sometimes.
Most of the time.
You don't like it when we're out here.
Yeah, it
you
depends,
never
depends
like that.
The angles. Yeah, see, I mean, you're going to find some bad
am
pics.
Am I lying?
Well,
is that
that's
a good
because
picture?
He looks so short in all these photos out here.
This is what one from waist up.
Yeah.
Right? So you can't see any little beer belly
He's got a dark shirt on.
His chin looks good. He looks like if you didn't know any better, you'd think he was a personal trainer.
Selling.
Come on, get a hold of yourself.
I looked at that picture yesterday and I went, look how great he looks.
Selling. Find me the picture. I got to see this picture.
Where is it?
It's on Amy's Facebook page.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm not on Facebook. Somehow it showed up on maybe her Instagram.
Could have been Instagram.
Yeah. Somehow it showed up on my feed. I'm on Instagram. I'm not on
Facebook.
I'm a little bit jealous. Yeah, I have to say. Because I don't think he's that good looking.
Meanwhile, I ate that whole slutty brownie that I'm holding up, and then I cut half of another one and ate it.
Yeah.
And stuffed it right into my dumb face.
Hey, Drap, do you agree with me, though? He looks great there. Do you agree? He looks great
He looks pretty good.
That's a great picture.
Hey, did Cakes have his slutty brownie, then a slutty Amy afterwards?
It's a good question. I like the follow up
on your birthday.
He'll tell,
look at all handsome.
I had to put my poker face on.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, she idolizes him. Do you agree, JB? You see the picture?
He looks good. He still got the big old bags,
Biondi
but I mean,
looks
I got
good. Bags. Biondi looks good. It doesn't even look like him.
I mean, I think it looks like
him.
See,
here comes the backhanded portion.
It does look a little bit like an AI souped-up picture
of Cakes.
It
looks like
that's unfiltered.
He almost looks jacked.
Yeah, let's go.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, he just looks really good in the picture.
You know what? Oftentimes, he's been ridiculed for wearing clothes that don't really fit.
Maybe. Is this
he actually has a good fit right there.
I don't know what I'm wearing. Just look good. Don't be jelly. Don't hate.
His beard's looking good.
Haters.
Doesn't have the neck beard too much.
You're very envious.
Yeah, I don't take a good picture.
You used to be Mr. Photogenic.
Well, that was tongue-in-cheek.
I understand.
Yeah. I don't take a I'm way better in person. The photos hurting. Don't take a picture. And he takes a great picture. I don't think he's that good looking.
They might want to repaint the walls. It's going to hurt the yellow walls.
It's fine.
Where was that? In his kitchen or something?
Yeah, kitchen into the living room.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. I was just struck by how handsome he looked.
That's very close to the Brooks-like jersey.
It is.
He's got mustard walls. I mean,
he's had that for 15, 20 years.
That's the thing is, when he bought that house and I bought that house, that was a trend. I hired a lady.
It's time for
I hired
a
lady, and she, I don't know how much I paid her, and I got 47 different colored walls in my house. I have the same thing. We're slowly changing them. But yeah, that used to be a thing, colored walls. Now everything's all white. Everything's got
to
be white.
Yeah, landline phones used to be a thing, too. We all got rid of them.
I know. Listen.
Well, somebody else is going to have to come paint it, because this guy is not, this hand will never lift a paintbrush ever again. Mm-hmm. This one or this one.
Do you think when you're retired, like let's say when you're 65,
yeah, when I'm ROM
7
tired.
Years old, whenever yeah. you're retired, right?
Obsessed with true crime cults or conspiracy theories? Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes is a weekly podcast from Crime House and Pave Studios that dives into the darkest corners of human behavior. Every Wednesday, we uncover the true stories behind the world's most shocking crimes, deadly ideologies, and secret plots. Follow and listen to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, you wouldn't paint a room just to do something?
I will not paint a room.
What are you going to do? It's so stupid. He's going to get sea flowers every day.
Yeah. I have a million things I can think of that are better than painting a room.
Is there anything
but it's a project you feel accomplished.
I don't like doing home projects. Tennis,
I'm with
pickleball,
you.
Poker, maybe take up golf again. A million things. Go ride a bike. Go for a run. Go for a walk.
Stare at the ocean.
Anything is better than painting and or doing yard work.
Yeah,
and
any home project. My wife is constantly crawling underneath a table to fix something.
I take pride in not doing home projects.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I take pride in it. I do feel emasculated when I live next to my guy, Kevin, who does nothing but he does is work. He never stops working.
Yeah.
Never. And I mean never. Like if he's not doing his own contracting thing or being a realtor, he's doing stuff around his house. And I basically am just, I only see him when I'm taking out the trash or the recycling.
Do you think he just jones on you to his wife all the time?
Like, no.
Because he sees you getting home at 10:45.
He and his wife are very nice. They're like the best neighbors ever.
Yeah, but I know he looks still at me bad and says, mouth you.
I know.
He looks at me and says, he can't do anything on his own.
Yeah.
He is a helpless loser compared to me, which I readily admit.
Yeah.
I just am. I can't fix anything. If I need help fixing something, I either call Kevin or my brother-in-law, Steve.
Or Crop.
Or, of course, Crop Metcalf. I mean, they're amazing. Sure.
Right.
For the real heavy-duty stuff. Yeah. I mean, here's what I can do. I can take out the trash. I can take out the recycling. I can replace an air filter. I can do all those things. Okay, that's about where I tap out.
And of course, carbon monoxide.
I'll never not be on my carbon monoxide hustle.
Yeah.
If you guys want to die from carbon monoxide poisoning, go right ahead.
Do you think you would ever get to a point where you would just travel with a portable carbon monoxide thing?
I know you did, but I'm
in hotels a lot. You're not really in hotels a lot, but if you were in hotels a lot, do you think it would be like you would just throw it in your bag and always?
Sure.
You would do that?
I own it now. Like, why wouldn't I bring it?
Well, because my guess is you'd probably forget it the first time you put it up. Like, I'd forget it when I checked out.
I value my life. I don't want to wake up dead. So I will bring the carbon monoxide detector.
But you don't bring your...
Oh, I forgot to bring it in case I spend the night at MGM tonight.
You don't bring your sleep apnea thing on the road,
Not
though.
All the time. That's where I'm willing to risk it a little bit. Yeah.
And oh my God, does he snore?
Oh, by the way,
it's unbelievable.
I had the biggest indentation on my head when I woke up this morning from my sleep apnea mask. I guess I had it strapped on too tightly.
Right.
I was brushing my teeth and it literally my face looked like one of the wet bandits from Home Alone after he got hit on the head with the iron. Yeah, it was bad.
Sleep through the night with that thing?
Like a baby.
Wow.
Sleep so
good. What is that
good.
Like? You can literally sleep like 5 or 6
Just
hours in a row?
Sleep so good.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you might want to try it.
Oh, I tried it. It felt like I had a sex toy on my face.
I know. You'll get used to it.
I didn't
sound good, but I've gotten used to that feeling. Hey, this is where we are. I'm 55. What are you going to do?
All right. Double nickels. We got to go to break. Don't go anywhere.
Tune in to Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes, a Crime House original podcast to uncover the world's darkest secrets. Find Conspiracy Theories, Cults, and Crimes wherever you get your podcasts.